This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. It's really good to have you along. I wonder if you're with me yesterday morning. I opened up the topic of what is the search for meaning, and talking about Solomon in the book Ecclesiastes from the Old Testament. A remarkable man. In fact, his words are among the most fascinating in the whole Bible, because he was a man, as I said yesterday, who had everything that you'd ever want. He had all the best wine that money could buy, but of course, wine only does a certain amount of good for so long. How many people today feel that alcohol will answer all their questions? It was like two teenage girls I read about were asked why they drank so much. And they paused for a minute and then said, because life is better with a buzz. Well, that's certainly what Solomon was on about, because he had some adventures on his plate. He had a massive building project he designed and constructed. We're told in the Bible several cities and homes. In actual fact, his palatial home took 13 years to build. He'd purchased hundreds of servants and had flocks and herds that were bigger than anyone else had ever owned. And he moved into collecting precious gems and silver and gold. He even brought in the best musicians and soloists to entertain him. So Solomon had accumulated the best possessions and gave the greatest gifts to other people because he was looking for something. What was he really looking for? Satisfaction? But Solomon turned to the pleasures of intimate relationships, because we know that he had 700 wives and 300 mistresses, and here were women who were available to him any time of the day and night. And yet, chapter 2, verse 10 of Ecclesiastes says, "Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I didn't withhold my heart from any pleasure." So it was open slather for him. It was, I guess, hard to comprehend that here was someone who had everything he wanted, and yet he said, "I thought about everything," in verse 11, "that I'd done, including the hard work," and he said it was simply chasing the wind. Nothing on earth is worth the trouble. So when none of this brought him satisfaction, Solomon turned to something that is still very popular today, and that, of course, is his career. He threw himself into his job. His work became everything for him. Probably his 700 wives never knew when he'd be home. But he kept up this frenzied pace of workaholism, we call it today. And he says, "What do we really gain from all our hard work? Our body aches during the day, and work is torture. Then at night, our thoughts are troubled. It just doesn't make any sense." Chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. Solomon, he had more money than he could spend, more power than he could wield. He had all these things, and yet he still found life to be without meaning. Then in chapter 3, we find these remarkable words. "There is a time," he said, "for everything, a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die." He said, "There's a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to be silent, and a time to speak." And then, amazingly, in verse 11, he catches a glimpse of God's work. He's talking about everything being meaningless, and then he suddenly says, "He," talking about God, "has made everything beautiful in its time." It's a remarkable insight here that God has something fitting into time. And here we have the searcher, we call him, Solomon the searcher, who was looking in for this great adventure of his. He realized that the fantasies he'd had in his life were worth nothing. Now that's no surprise, because the Bible says, for example, in James 4 verse 14, "You don't even know what will happen tomorrow, what your life is. You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." It was like Solomon woke up one day and he says, "This is crazy. There's got to be more to life. There's just a dead-end road here." It also reminds me that Leo Tolstoy wrote War and Peace, that you might have heard of. He also wrote another book called A Confession that's probably not quite as well known as War and Peace. But in his book, A Confession, talked about his own life, he said, "My life is a meaningless, regrettable failure." He'd made a mess of his life. He also drank heavily. He womanized, gambled away all the money he had. He too was looking for purpose. He wanted to be famous and wealthy, but he was haunted with this question: "Is there any meaning to my life? Lord, your knowledge is beyond understanding. The more we learn, the more you reveal yourself. Lord, your knowledge is abundant and full, and we thank you that you show us glory as we look for meaning too. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.